Two blasts have rocked the Syrian capital, Damascus. Al-Rukniya Mosque was the target in Ruknuddin neighborhood. A parked, booby-trapped motorcycle exploded as the people were exiting the mosque following the Friday prayers. Several security personnel and civilians were killed. Not so far from Ruknuddin, a vehicle loaded with highly explosive material exploded on Al-Mazi Highway. The area is a residential one there. The blast caused only material damage to the nearby cars and apartments.
We directly arrived to the place of the explosion and dealt with the situation. No one was killed or injured. We will continue chasing down all armed men.
Just across the street lies the Justice Palace and the Ministry of Information, but the explosion did not affect them. The Minister of Justice, however, visited the area. The residents condemned such acts, saying they aim at destabilizing the country.
My house is just over here. The explosion was so huge that the house shook. Terrorists are trying to sabotage our country. This is the result of Saudi Arabia's support to armed men.
Those behind the explosion are seeking instability. They do not want normal life to prevail in Syria.
Several mortars earlier in the day hit Al-Yarmouk refugee camp, leaving several civilians killed or injured. This comes as the Syrian army continued chasing down armed men in various parts of the Damascus countryside, particularly Al-Qadam, Al-Qabun, Al-Tadamun, Babila, and Al-Ghouta. It seems the explosions are once again targeting residential neighborhoods in the capital, Damascus, to destabilize security. Those were yet new attacks that targeted innocent civilians. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.